USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Defense officials say the United States conducted an airstrike on a weapons storage facility in eastern Syria used by Iranian-backed militants. Dave Collins has more.
President Biden ordered the strike in response to the drone and rocket attacks on the U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria that have left dozens injured. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he's fully prepared to take the necessary measures to protect U.S. personnel in the region.
New Jersey Congressman Democrat Josh Gottheimer is introducing a bill to fight disinformation on social media, specifically the uptick during the Israel-Hamas war. The Stop Hate Act would require social media companies to release reports on violations on their platforms and how they address the disinformation. The biggest concern is Communist China's TikTok and the algorithms intentionally pushed at American users. Gottheimer has asked the United States Attorney General to require the Chinese-owned platform to register as a foreign agent. A diabetes drug from Eli Lilly is getting approved by the FDA to be used as a weight loss drug. The drug is called Mounjaro for diabetes and will now be called Zepbound when used for weight loss. Zepbound was shown in trials to yield over 20% average weight loss on higher doses over a 72-week period. That would make it the most effective weight loss drug on the market. The FDA approved the drug for those with obesity or those characterized as overweight with at least one health condition because of their weight. Since mid-July, there's been an increased number of earthquakes under Mount St. Helens in Washington State. Over 400 very small earthquakes have been recorded. The U.S. Geological Survey has stated that there is no cause for concern, but this recent period of heightened short-term activity marks the longest since the mountain's last eruption in 2008. USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Cruise is recalling all of its robo-taxis.
The General Motors subsidiary is recalling 950 driverless vehicles. In early October, a pedestrian was hit by a human-driven vehicle, then a Cruise vehicle subsequently came to a halt on top of the pedestrian. The autonomous vehicle then made an attempt to move, dragging the pedestrian for 20 feet. Cruise has been conducting operations in San Francisco, Austin, Houston, and Phoenix. I'm John Schaefer.
From the GOP presidential debate this week in Miami, Florida, China threatening Taiwan was addressed by former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley.
We need to do everything we can. The first thing is you go and you make sure you have the backs of Ukraine. That's why the Taiwanese want us to support Ukraine, because they know that sends the biggest message to China.
South Carolina Senator Tim Scott says America needs to invest in itself to fight off the government's overspending, a.k.a. inflation.
First thing I would do as President of the United States is I would sign the XL Keystone Pipeline and start seeing resources flow.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the TikTok application is spyware that's polluting the minds of Americans.
Now, when you saw what happened in the last few weeks with all of this anti-Semitic, horrible stuff that their algorithms were pushing out at a gargantuan rate,
thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.